You've taken the full assessment now, and your scores came back, and you are a charismatic leader. And your secondary profile, so your primary profile is charismatic leader, and your secondary profile is the emotional intelligence specialist. Now, if you have those two together, and they're both very strong in you, you are definitely a charismatic leader, because all charismatic leaders have the capacity, have that deep emotional intelligence within them. They all feel it. They all have the sense of they're not only very strong people and driven people, but they're also incredibly sensitive. And so almost to a point of overwhelm. And so the emotional intelligence quality of the charismatic leader is really an aspect of every charismatic leader. They all have a super sensitive side to them. And when you have the emotional intelligence quality with the charismatic leader, you are a natural born actress or actor. And you can, you know, you cry, you have every possible range of emotion. And so you imagine the emotional intelligence specialist is the person that can feel this huge, incredibly sensitive, so they can feel all of the qualities of the universe and life and all the chakras and all the energies that are flowing through you and around you. They can also feel the intentions of other people and good and bad intentions, and they can feel hurt and feel helpless and feel anger and rage and all of those things. Well, so magnify that by 10, because you're a charismatic leader, and there's your life. If that's your quality. If you're a charismatic leader and you're a strong secondary emotional intelligence specialist, your life has been a roller coaster, emotional roller coaster, up and down. And it's important for you to see that you did come out as the charismatic leader first, and that means that you see yourself as very strong. You may have come back to this video from the perspective that you were a emotional intelligence specialist first and a charismatic leader second, or maybe just an emotional intelligence specialist with something else. And on your video, I told you you ought to go check out the charismatic leader. Because the charismatic leader will often feel like a poor me, not as much as the emotional intelligence specialist, but they'll feel like a poor me. They'll feel overwhelmed by life because you've got so much energy, so much feeling, and you're incredibly psychic and intuitive, and you'll feel when people are angry at you and feel when you're and you don't necessarily control your own feelings that much. So sometimes you say things and do things, and often with this combination, you often self-medicate too. So you may drink, you know, when you're feeling overwhelmed by your feelings, you do something, you may be doing some sort of taking some sort of substances and self-medicating to really sort of control this sense. You know, this overwhelm by life. And life is, you are huge. You are huge energy. For a charismatic leader, you have this massive amount of energy that attracts all kinds of stuff to you. Well, if you also have this super sensitive, you're going to be attracting things that are going to test your sensitivity, test your ability to hold your compassion, hold your love, hold all of these elements within you. So you've definitely got the most, the most volatile of all of the profiles. You go up and you go down just in the last 5 seconds. You can go all the way to heaven and all the way to hell in no time at all. And so it's important that you recognize that's actually your power. You're a charismatic leader on the planet to inspire other people. That's your job. You are here to inspire other people. Your secondary quality is going to teach you how you will do that. Well, if you've got the emotional intelligence quality, you're a lover, you're a seducer, you are a, uh, you know, you can You can be a femme fatale. You can be a Don Juan. You can be, you can be a person who is just carries off the air of an incredible person that anybody would want to follow. And often I will have people come into the school who are emotional intelligence. Say, I'm an emotional intelligence specialist, totally emotional intelligence specialist. And I say, well, what do you do for work? Well, I'm an actress, or I'm a professional singer, and I sing in a band. And who runs the band? Well, I run the band. Well, of course, it's like hello, and so when you look at your life, you're not willing to actually play second fiddle to anybody, but at the same time, you feel overwhelmed by the fact that you have to, because you have a very sensitive system that's highly energized. And so when you feel overwhelmed, you then or feel betrayed, which is the charismatic leader's greatest fear, is that you can't trust other people and you will be betrayed by them. So if you ever were to actually share your wholeness, then they're going to betray you. And this goes back to childhood wounding, where you came into the world and you knew at some deep level that the world is here to serve you. And that's a really important thing to understand. Charismatic leaders are born knowing in their soul that they are here, that the world is here to serve them, to give them the resources that they need to then change the world. Now, depending upon how highly charged your energy is, you may be here to change the world like a Angelina Jolie or a Brad Pitt or any of our great actors or politicians, who are not actually here to go into battle in the world, but they are in the battle, they're in the verbal battle. They will motivate, they will inspire, they will change the world through their words. And that's a very important element, because when all of your feelings, so if you have an EIS, you've got the emotional intelligence specialist with the charismatic leader, and you speak so passionately, so focused, so empowered, that anybody who hears you speak will be motivated by what you say. And that's a very important element, that it's not just what you say, but it's how you say it. And when you say it with every cell of your body, like a method actor does, which you are born to be, and you bring that into your life and bring it into their life and share that with them, that's incredibly motivating. And you are here to be a motivator. But when you were little, and we all make vows to not be who we are, well, of course, you're a 2-year-old, a 3-year-old, 4-year-old child, and you know that these two parents of yours, or brothers and sisters, however big they are, and they're all big giants to you when you're that size, are here to serve you. And you try to get them to do things, and you either, especially if you have the emotional intelligence specialist, your favorite technique is going to be seduction. It will be being sweet and soft and kind, and can't you just please, mommy, I love you, and those kinds of things. And you learn those things because you naturally want that anyway. If you have an emotional intelligence specialist secondary, you've got a huge heart. You've got deep affection. You've got deep compassion, and you're very intuitive, and so you can really feel how to motivate other people through their needs. And so wanting to be in charge and being kind of soft and flowy, in your life as an emotional intelligence specialist meant that you had to hide that you need to be in charge. And so most charismatic leaders vow not to be in charge. I don't want to be in charge. Or not most, but some do. And they vow not to show that you're going to be in charge. Because what happens when you took over or were too forceful or too angry or you then lost, it was like the betrayal actually came when you got control. So you're a child and you take over and you get mommy and daddy to do what you want them to do, and then you realize, oh my God, I'm in charge. And that's the ultimate betrayal, is that your parents weren't able to be parents for you when you were wounded as a child. And so you either got control and got betrayed, or you had parents who were just really strict, or they were charismatic leaders themselves, and it was like, no way you're in charge. You're not in charge of anything. We tell you exactly what to do. And they forced you to be who you were, and which kind of broke your will. But the will was broken when you vowed not to be who you are, not to be that charismatic person and just to survive. And then you maybe went into the poor me with the emotional intelligence specialist and just felt like that your whole life. It was like, oh my God, I'm just overwhelmed and I can't do anything. I can't. But if you really look at your life and look at the things you've done and look at the things you stepped up to do, you've done a lot of things in the world where you got in charge and people followed you and your words have made a difference in the world. And so you want to own that and step into that a bit. So the kinds of vows that you make I'll never trust. And that's a huge one. Is there a very difficult time going into relationships because you don't know if you can trust people? Now, why do you know you can't trust people? Well, because you know you can't trust yourself. You know that the charismatic leader, you're very impulsive, especially with the emotional intelligence specialist. All these feelings that you have are basically needs. Remember, every feeling you have is a need, and you're impulsive. You're a charismatic leader. It's like, I have this need, I want it. I have this need, I want it. And so. You know, one day you say, well, this is what I want, and this is who I am, and this is definitely what I stand for. And then 2 weeks later, you have a different impulse, a different calling. And all of a sudden, now you're saying something different. And then you're realizing, oh my God, well, other people must be doing that too. But other people don't do that as much as charismatic leaders. Charismatic leaders just are much more dynamic, and they literally are, literally 1 week they can be fighting for this cause, and the next week they're fighting for this cause. And there's no incongruency there. They just shifted gears. Now, of course, in our politicians, that is almost always a lie. They're not just shifting gears. They're just picking whichever horse is going to get them the furthest. So importantly, to understand that the integrity quality for you, the difference between the charismatic leader and the enforcer, which is the enforcer is the lower self quality or the shadow quality. And for you, you may actually feel when you go into your sort of your down or your depression. And by the way, with the emotional intelligence specialist and the charismatic leader, depression is something that you've had, period. You've had it, or you may have it. It may be even chronic. You also may may be sort of almost bipolar in how you operate in the world. Really up one moment and really depressed the next moment, and so it's like this big roller coaster of energy for you in your life, and that's an important energy that you don't resist. Only when that roller coaster energy life is resisted does it hurt you. Then you're battling with it, and you hate the high because then you're looking for the low. You hate the low because it makes you self-hate. There's all sorts of there's a whole pattern in there, and you may be a person who, you know, like I said, will self-medicate or go on Prozac or do something that will try to contain that. Now, of course, if you are bipolar, which charismatic leaders tend to be the profile that has the most bipolar, from in my experience, most bipolar disease, it's very important to medicate that. That's a very medicatable and an important thing to do. But when you're just very emotional swings, you'll often blame others. And when you're in defense, when you're in that place where I can't, where I'm trying to control others, you're there's sort of this belief that if I can control you from doing these things, I won't have to go through this huge emotional swings. Well, the truth is, you're going to go through those emotional swings, and it's not their fault. It's never been their fault. Blaming somebody else, attacking somebody else, going after somebody else for how you're feeling has never done you any good at all. You've gotten lost in your life. Rather than realizing, if you're a charismatic leader, in the name is leader. That means nobody is responsible for what you do. Only you. And when you want to become a leader, that's what you believe. You stop blaming. You stop going to battle with people. You stop going to battle with people just to gain control of a situation, because you're in control of you. And that's important. And now, if you are an emotional intelligence specialist, the type of control that you'll have will be gentle, will be soft. You won't be the warrior in the field. You'll be the one who speaks it, who's in the company and can inspire everyone to come to work around one principle of what's best for the company and best for the world and what that company can bring forward. you will often be hypervigilant in your feelings. It's like this, this feeling like, oh my God, this person's after me, that person's, you know, you can't trust these things. And that hypervigilance is your sort of your warrior, sort of guarding against being hurt. And if you're an emotional intelligence specialist, you're guarding against being overwhelmed by feelings. You know, this belief that everybody is dangerous until proven otherwise, or get them before they get you. These are enforcer things that go on. And if you have the emotional intelligence specialist and the charismatic leader, one of the statements that you may have had or believe in is that somehow you are broken. Somehow there's a part of you that isn't quite right. There's something that other people have that you don't have. And this is, all charismatic leaders have this feeling at some level, or should I say when they're in defense, because you come into the world and you are literally have more energy than everybody else. You're broken from the perspective that you're going to over-experience life that they can't even get to because they don't have that much energy. And so owning, understanding that and recognizing that you're not broken, you're here to deal with life at this much larger level, at a much higher integrity level, is tough. It's a tough cross to bear, that you have to have more integrity and the feeling like you don't have integrity when you are constantly changing, flipping from thing to thing. And so this is your challenge in life, is to step up and say, I'm going to live a roller coaster life, and that's okay, because the principle underlying that, the missions that I get on, are the truth. I find a truth and I fight for it. So on the positive side, you know, leading by example, leading by love, leading through showing people that you would die for your cause. And that's a really important thing, that you aren't just a mouthpiece. And that's the difference between the enforcer, the politician, who's out there just a mouthpiece for just drivel, and you know that there's absolutely nothing in him that believes anything that he's saying, and a true leader like a Martin Luther King, you know, who when he spoke, every cell of his being was in his words. Those words, I mean, of course, the politician's words influence people too, who are already brainwashed to believe what he's saying, but that's black magic. And so, you know, the charismatic leaders are the great black musicians or the great white magicians. And what you say, how you use your words, and how you use your emotions in those words from your emotional intelligence specialist tell you whether you're a black magician, getting people to do things your way like Hitler did, you know, Heil Hitler, are they doing that to you? Or are you so inspiring with your words that they are actually awakening to their power, and they may honor you with that and say, well, you were the reason that I did this, but they may not, and it's not about that. Planting a seed of brilliance, planting a seed of empowerment in people is what a great charismatic leader does. You have the capacity to do that in a gentle, loving, and caring way with your emotional intelligence specialist. So you also have various, if we talked about some of these things, that you can be a little self-righteous, but on the other side of that, you can fight for truth and good and worthy causes. You can be very seductive, as we talked about, but also incredibly charming and truthful, you know, and playful. And sexuality is something that can be totally played with. It doesn't have to be a manipulative tool. The internet has shown, and our commercials have shown the shadow side of sexuality and sensuality, and rather than use it to make people feel fantastic about themselves and feel empowered sexually, they really just help people feel worse about themselves. And so, but as a charismatic leader who's very seductive, you know, with an emotional intelligence specialist, you remind people that being sexy is great. It's not a matter of beauty, it's a matter of inner sense of passion and love, and having a human body is so sensual and fantastic. And when you demonstrate that to people, people will get it, and they will come into that, into their own sensuality. You can often have chronic neediness. So if you're feeling like a poor me, it's almost always the charismatic leader, or should I say the enforcer, that goes on permanent disability that doesn't need to. It's a convenience. They'll come up with something that's like, okay, the government will pay me a salary for the rest of my life. I'll never have to work. Yes, I got that. Now that is in the super shadow. In sort of like the relative shadow is you may feel like we're talking about feel broken. There's a chronic neediness, a chronic need to, you know, to self-medicate, to drink. You may have alcoholism or drug addiction. Those things are very natural because of the huge energy you have that you're trying to contain. Well, drugs will do it. Drugs will knock it down. The problem is that once you're addicted to them, you have a very addictive personality, and that can be very, very difficult. But what happens is then you become, you know, in your power, you become the people, you become the person that steps up. It was a charismatic leader that created AA and really stood their ground and stepped into that ability to be stronger than these things that are controlling, be stronger than your addictions, and to speak your truth and not hide behind your words and say, I'm an addict, I'm a control fiend, I'm a control person, I'm a rageaholic, I have these qualities, and I'm not afraid to talk about them or work through them, and because that's how powerful I am. And when you work through something in your life, you can then teach anybody to do it. That's true for all of the profiles, but the things that you have to work through in your life because you've attracted this huge energy and the battles you've had to wage make you a mouthpiece for real power. So to wrap up, the charismatic leader with the emotional intelligence specialist is a incredibly dynamic, sensual, feeling and inspiring person just through a look, just from your eyes. Your eyes sparkle. You have a charisma that is beautiful and graceful and you motivate through the word, not so much through the word and through gentle touch or sensuality, rather than through battle. It's not that you can't battle, but you'll make a better singer. You'll make a better salesperson. You know, there's the quality in you that you can charm anybody. And so owning that's what you do, the key with the charismatic leader isn't so much you're not already doing it. It's that you have to decide what you're going to do it for. You have to find a cause in the world that you are willing to fight for. And that cause could be just a happy family, but you have to be willing to fight for that cause and die for that cause. When you are left to your own devices, when you have these super feelings, all these feelings inside of you, and your charismatic leader that's maybe an enforcer, controlling, trying to control your environment, the self-centered part of you gets caught in the cycle of trying to protect, trying to isolate, trying to do these things, and you lose the capacity to really influence in the world and really, you know, make an inspired change in the world when everything is about you. Find something that you want to fight for. Find something, that a business that you want to sell for, a product, something that motivates you to use your incredible charm and delicate nature and depth of feeling, and I mean, or singing or creating or writing or something where you share that huge emotion that you've got with other people who need to feel that passion as well. So be passionate and enjoy.